Rooting through Wisconsin's farm fields and forests is a relatively new menace with an appetite worthy of its name. Wild boars are pigging out on flora and fauna in some places of the state. The latest problem is in Crawford County. Donna Bell and her husband Dennis have lost an estimated 30 acres of corn to hungry wild pigs.
They make life very difficult for us because we are trying to, you know, make a living on the crops, and with other difficulties that you have farming, this isn't one that we expected ever to have.
A wildlife biologist who works in Crawford County says about 50 wild pigs have been killed there in the past year. Dave Matthews says a handful have also been cleared from the Eau Claire County Forest, and they've been spotted in Clark and Trempealeau counties.
They've got an elongated snout, since they're using their snout a lot more in the rooting process. Than, say, feeding out of a trough or something like that in a domestic situation. Also, their tusks can grow quite long since they're not cut at an early stage, again, like they are in a domestic situation. So I've seen pictures of some of the pigs killed down in Crawford County recently that had probably 3 to 4 inch tusks on them.
It's not easy to spot a pig in the wild. They're nocturnal. Bell says that makes hunting them all the more difficult.
We have been able to kill a few, but they're very elusive. They're very hard to track and to find.
Wild pigs are not a protected species, so a landowner can shoot them. However, hunters do require a small game license. It's not known how the wild boars got to Wisconsin. In some southern states, they're hunted. Matthew says it's possible someone might have let them loose for that purpose, but he says it's more likely domestic pigs escaped and became feral. Their existence could jeopardize other animals, and not only the ones that become prey. Matthew says it's possible the wild pigs could transmit brucellosis or pseudo-rabies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.